A trader forgot the gain, but never forgot the losses.
Yeah, that's why and, I ask.
yes, yes. I have the best losses I take for stupidity was in the first week of August 2014, because practically my first error was to trade in August. That was no sense, because I have done 2 months very good. I have gained a lot of money. I start to feel like a god, and this was the big error, the first error. The second error was to start to increase my risk without any risk management. Yeah. So I have done this week. I think a Friday was, if I remember. I do a trade, but in my stupidity, I do a trade in a country, in the exactly opposite I want to do. So I would like to sell and I buy.
Oh, really?
I leave the screen from 30 minutes because I have to do.
Was this a mistake, you mean? This
was a mistake,
you
but
just
also
hit the sell instead of
without
buy.
Stop loss. It was a mistake because I don't put stop loss. When I return, I start to see a loss of 5,000 euro, but it's not stop here. I was desperate. No, I enter in a bank gains mode, better to say, and I do a disaster because I start to trade to recover all the day, and I finish to lose something like 15,000 euro. It was the worst day of my life because I remain mute, totally. My wife return and say, "Giancarlo, are you okay?" Say, "What happened?" After 4 hours, I decide to say to her what happened. She took me to take a walk, and I never forgot this day because my wife is a part of all this process, because she was one of the few person believing me, not only for love, but she always say to me, "Giancarlo, now you suffer a lot. One day you will arrive so high that you forgot this time." And I don't know what I can say, because you know it's a moment where you see something so shocked that you say, "What I can do now?" And she told me something very very simple. Say, "Giancarlo, remember that behind the clouds, there is always the sun."
That was Giancarlo Plisco, expert scalper, talking to me on A Trader's Life, confessing to some early mistakes and setbacks in his trading career. Born in Italy and now living in Spain, Giancarlo exudes the warmth and ease of a southern Mediterranean. I was particularly struck by his almost poetic rendering of pivotal moments in time, which makes this episode more than just a conversation about trading. You could say it's also a conversation about knowing yourself in life. Join us for the full episode in a couple of hours from now.